October Conference Notebook. What I, the Lord, have spoken, I have spoken, whether by mine own voice or by the voice of my servants, it is the same. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 1, Verse 38. As you study the October 2011 General Conference, you can use these pages and conference notebook in future issues to help you learn and apply the recent teachings of the living prophets and apostles. Stories from Conference, a life-changing book. It, the Book of Mormon, can draw you closer to God than any other book. It can change a life for the better. I urge you to do what a missionary companion of mine did. He had run away from home as a teenager, and someone had placed the Book of Mormon in a box he carried with him in his search for more happiness. Years passed. He moved from place to place across the world. He was alone and unhappy one day when he saw the box. The box was filled with things he had carried with him. At the bottom of the box, he found the Book of Mormon. He read the promise in it and tested it. He knew it was true. That witness changed his life. He found happiness beyond his fondest dreams. Your copy of the Book of Mormon may be hidden from your view by cares and attentions to all you have accumulated in your journey. I plead with you to drink deeply and often from its pages. It has in it the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is the only way home to God. President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency, a witness, Liahona and Ensign, November 2011, pages 70 and 71. Questions to ponder. What in your life might be hiding your copy of the Book of Mormon from your view? What can you do to improve your study of the Book of Mormon? What lessons from the Book of Mormon have helped you change your life for the better? Consider writing your thoughts in a journal or discussing them with others. To the women of the church, you are destined for more than you can possibly imagine. Continue to increase in faith and personal righteousness. Accept the restored gospel of Jesus Christ as your way of life. Cherish the gift of activity in this great and true church. Treasure the gift of service in the Blessed Organization of Relief Society. Continue to strengthen homes and families. Continue to seek out and help others who need your and the Lord's help. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, Second Counselor in the First Presidency, Forget Me Not, Liahona and Ensign, November 2011, page 123. Prophetic Promise. The effect of the Book of Mormon on your character, power, and courage to be a witness for God is certain. The doctrine and the valiant examples in that book will lift, guide, and embolden you. Every missionary who is proclaiming the name and gospel of Jesus Christ will be blessed by daily feasting from the Book of Mormon. Parents who struggle to get a witness of the Savior into the heart of a child will be helped as they seek for a way to bring the words and the spirit of the Book of Mormon into the home and all the lives in their family. President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency, a witness, Liahona and Ensign, November 2011, page 69. The General Temple Patron Assistance Fund. In the October 2011 General Conference, President Thomas S. Monson talked about the availability of the General Temple Patron Assistance Fund. The fund provides a one-time visit to the temple for those who otherwise would not be able to go to the temple and yet who long desperately for that opportunity. To contribute to the fund, write in the information on the normal contribution slip that you give to your bishopric or branch presidency. Note, see Thomas S. Monson, As We Meet Again, Liahona and Ensign, November 2011, page 5. Knowing for yourself. Jesus Christ is the only begotten and beloved Son of God. He is our Creator. He is the light of the world. He is our Savior from sin and death. This is the most important knowledge on earth, and you can know this for yourself. Elder Dallin H. Oaks of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, Teachings of Jesus, Liahona and Ensign, November 2011, page 93. Answers for You. Each conference, prophets and apostles give inspired answers to questions church members may have. Use your conference issue or visit conference.lds.org to find answers to these questions. What does it mean that we are children of the covenant? See Russell M. Nelson, Covenants, page 86. Why do bad things happen to good people? See Robert D. Hales, Waiting on the Lord, Thy Will Be Done, page 71. And Quinton L. Cook, The Songs They Could Not Sing, page 104. Why do we need the Book of Mormon if we already have the Bible to teach us about Jesus Christ? See Tad R. Callister, The Book of Mormon, A Book from God, page 74. When I am struggling with a problem, how can I know what to do? See Barbara Thompson, Personal Revelation and Testimony, page 9. Study Corner, More Than Once. In his October 2011 General Conference talk, The Power of Scripture, Elder Richard G. Scott of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles said that memorizing and pondering a scripture can be a key to unlock revelation and the guidance and inspiration of the Holy Ghost. Page 6. Consider memorizing these three scriptures, which were quoted three times each during the October 2011 General Conference. Mosiah chapter 2, verse 17. Moroni chapter 7, verse 47. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. End of the article, October Conference Notebook.